Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Buncrana Town team has launched its new action plan. The government insists it's unified on Donald Trump's Gaza Peace Board, despite mixed messaging. A dedicated Garda unit has been established to deal with troubles-related investigations. Police in Derry are investigating a criminal damage incident in the Leckie Road area of Derry yesterday, in which a fire engine was damaged while it was dealing with a small deliberate fire. And a medical report in the case of Eleanor Donaldson is expected next week. She and her husband Jeffrey have been in court again today in Newry. Later in the bulletin, Mark's here with sports news, but we begin with the launch of the Buncrana Town Team's action plan. At the launch, Chairperson Councillor Fionnán Bradley said the plan is the result of more than a year's work and is firmly based on feedback from local people and organisations. The plan, titled It's All About Buncrana, sets out a vision for the town up to 2040, including major transport improvements such as links to the envisaged North West City Region light rail network and an all-season water transport service across Lough Swilly. Well, Councillor Bradley says the vision is achievable and efforts will now focus on securing the funding needed to deliver it.
It is completely and totally attainable and achievable. And the one thing that as a town team and as a town, we definitely won't tolerate is any curtailing of our ambition. We're determined that we're going to drive on as hard as we possibly can and deliver as much as we can for Buncrana. We're very mindful as a town team that we are the drivers as opposed to the doers. The town team isn't saying that we as a body are going to deliver any of these projects, but we are committed to making sure that whoever the relevant stakeholders and relevant agencies and government departments are, we're going to hammer their door and we're going to constantly remind them that this is what the people of Buncrana, through the survey, have said they want and need for the town, and we're dependent on you to deliver it.
It's quite clear in the report that Buncrana Town Team and others in Buncrana are looking at what's called the Letterkenny Derry Gateway, the Northwest Gateway, the city region and all that, and you're saying, hang on a tick, let's get Buncrana's name in there because Buncrana is an integral part of that gateway, of that Northwest city region.
No question about it. As the second biggest town in the county and the biggest seaside town, Buncrana definitely is in a unique and in a special position to tap into that Northwest city region and to hopefully enrich it and to help it expand, but also to draw people to the town. And there has been record investment in the town and in the region, and that was outlined at the launch with the new primary school, Scoile Isaac, under construction, and other projects, the three-school campus planning due to be submitted for that soon.
And that was Councillor Fionnán Bradley, and you can download a copy of that plan and read it for yourself on our website, highlandradio.com. The government insists it's unified on Donald Trump's Gaza Peace Board. Despite mixed messaging, the new initiative was conceived to implement peace in Gaza, but concerns are being raised around what the Taoiseach is calling red flags in the terms and conditions. Jessica Woodlock has more.
We're going to have peace in the world, and boy, would that be a great legacy for all of us. Everybody in this room is a star.
While the Irish weren't in attendance at Donald Trump's Board of Peace ceremony yesterday, last night in Brussels, Taoiseach Micheál Martin didn't rule out joining the initiative. Foreign Affairs Minister Helen McEntee says every option needs to be considered, including the $1 billion price tag that comes with being a board member. However, she says clarification is needed.
It's not clear if the board's main focus is on Gaza, on the reconstruction of Gaza.
Meanwhile, Taoiseach Simon Harris has all but ruled out the board. He says there's a vast gap between the original idea and what the US president is now proposing.
You're talking about a board of peace being set up, Putin being invited to join the Board of Peace, Netanyahu being invited to join the Board of Peace, a very peculiar governance structure.
With Ireland treading carefully on the matter, others have accepted a board position, including Israel, Azerbaijan, Argentina and Hungary.
A dedicated Garda unit has been established to deal with troubles-related investigations. The Justice Minister has announced the creation of the Garda Troubles Legacy Liaison Unit. Jim O'Callaghan says it marks a significant milestone in the implementation of the joint framework agreed with the British government. He also says it will provide a readily accessible point of contact for survivors and victims' families in seeking answers to their questions as they relate to Garda. It will also act as a single point of contact for cooperation with UK authorities on troubles-related cases. Police in Derry have confirmed they're investigating a criminal damage incident in the Leckie Road area of the city last evening. A fire appliance that had been attending a minor fire in the area was damaged by a number of youths throwing stones at it. The incident last evening was the latest in what a Derry councillor has described as a spate of fires in the area around the Leckie Road flyover. Councillor Patricia Logue says it's her understanding that those involved are particularly young, and she made this direct appeal to them.
Please desist from this type of behaviour. It has there been nobody in the community, and there is loads of very positive things that you can contribute to your community.
Well, the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service says the incident at 18 minutes past two yesterday was attended, and the appliance was damaged when missiles were thrown at it. They then attended another report of loose rubbish on fire in the same area at around 14 minutes past five, and they believe both were started deliberately. They've echoed the call on those responsible to stop doing so. A medical report in the case of Jeffrey and Eleanor Donaldson is expected next week. The former DUP leader is charged with historical sex offences, while his 59-year-old wife faces charges of aiding and abetting, which they both deny. The court process has been delayed due to issues relating to the health of Mrs. Donaldson. A review hearing was held today at the Crown Court in Newry. Customers on the Lochmoran public water supply have been told today they'll continue to face overnight water restrictions. Ishke Éireann is urging households to conserve water, saying it's vital that demand is managed. Ryan Brawley has more.
Ishke Éireann say they understand how disruptive the restrictions can be and regret the inconvenience caused. The restrictions will operate nightly from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. to ensure adequate daytime supply for homes and businesses. Customers in the Twin Towns, Crossroads, Convoy, Lifford and Rossgear areas may experience low pressure or interruption during these hours. Ongoing low reservoir levels, driven by higher than normal demand and bursts on the network, mean restrictions must remain in place to protect daytime service for the wider community. Operation crews are active across the water supply zone, locating and repairing leaks and managing the network as efficiently as possible. A list of water-saving measures shared by the utility is available on our website, highlandradio.com.
Donegal County Council says a fault has occurred on a section of the public lighting network at the Dry Arch roundabout in Letterkenny, primarily affecting a number of lights on the Lifford-bound side. Council crews are currently investigating the issue, but due to what they say is the complexity of underground services in the area, identifying and rectifying the fault is taking longer than normal. They say repair works are ongoing, but it's unlikely the affected lights will be fully restored before the weekend. SIPTU says industrial action by healthcare assistants attached to the HSE's home support service can be averted. 24-hour strikes are due to take place in Donegal on the 13th and 20th of next month. SIPTU accuses the HSE of failing to honour national agreements, which go back over 8 years. SIPTU's Graham Macken told Highland Radio News, however, that the stoppages can be averted if the HSE agrees to go back to the Workplace Relations Commission to discuss how to implement agreements which have already been reached.
We're more than prepared to go back to the WRC, where we had the most recent agreement, which was the 1st of May last year, which was to conclude issues over a six-month period, and that didn't come to pass. So we're simply asked to manage and to basically honour agreements that have been in place for many, many years, and we're absolutely prepared to go back to the WRC to discuss that in a reasonable manner and have meaningful discussions to try and avoid any action taking place.
HICWA has published inspection reports on two designated centres for people with disabilities in Donegal. There were three non-compliances recorded at Ballytrim House in Raphoe, which had four residents at the time of the inspection. None were recorded at Drumbo Respite Centre in Stranorlar, where two people were living at the time of the inspection. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
Last year, nine non-compliances were recorded at Ballytrim House outside Raphoe, with significant failings identified in relation to the governance and management of the service. At a follow-up inspection in September, the inspector found that the provider had implemented new strategies and systems to improve the governance and oversight of the quality of the service, and changes in the residents' living arrangements had reduced the risk of safeguarding incidents and negative interactions between residents. However, further improvements were required, with non-compliances noted in the area of premises, risk management and residents' rights. The HSE says it has completed a schedule of works for the centre to be completed on a phased basis. Meanwhile, no non-compliances were noted at Drumbo Respite Centre in Stranorlar. You can access both reports in full on our website, highlandradio.com.
There's been widespread criticism of Donald Trump's latest comments about NATO allies. It's after the US president claimed NATO sent some troops to Afghanistan, but they stayed a little back. Stormont MLA Doug Beattie of the Ulster Unionist Party served three tours of duty in the country for the British Army. He says President Trump has no idea what soldiers went through over there.
I know what happened because I was there and he was not. I know who I fought beside. I know who was on the front line. I know who lost their lives. I know who came back and couldn't deal with what they saw and what they did in Afghanistan and who took their own lives. I've seen all of this. He has not, and he needs to educate himself.
The late politician Brian Crowley is being described as a dedicated European who had no equal in politics. The former Fianna Fáil and independent MEP spent 25 years as a member of the European Parliament. He passed away in Cork this morning after many years struggling with his health. Fianna Fáil TD John Lahart says he was someone that nobody had a bad word to say about.
We have a WhatsApp group like most parliamentary parties do, and this morning it's just... Desperate bad news is probably the quote that captures it best. He was a very talented musician as well, pianist, guitarist, entertained us all at Ardeshna. I met him in the European context on a number of occasions.
Donegal Women's Centre is highlighting the importance of spotting early warning signs of depression and domestic abuse in the workplace. Manager Mary Hurley says too many staff are quietly suffering with impacts on their health and job performance. She's asking employers, business owners and managers to act proactively to support their employees before problems escalate.
Yeah, I suppose we're making the call because we're seeing a lot of the women that we're working with are coming in and they feel, in many cases, they're feeling unsupported at work or they're feeling that they can't approach anybody because it's not actually being discussed in workplaces. Now, some workplaces are really good and others are not so good. And I think there's a fear on the behalf of employers. They don't want to talk about these things. They see these as private and that's their own personal business. But actually by not talking about it with employees, by not having different systems and support systems in place, it's exasperating the issues.
And what are some examples of the signs that employers should be looking for when noticing their employees' behaviour?
That's a really big, when there is a change in behaviour. So there could be, that they're coming in, they're very sad, there's a lot of tears, they seem to have lost motivation or interest in their work, that they're withdrawing from colleagues, that they're not really talking to anybody else in the workplace, that there's a drop in performance. And that's usually a really top indicator that the sudden drop in performance, that there is an issue. Regarding domestic abuse, the possible indicators could be, that they're being late for work or they're over-anxious about their timekeeping, having to leave on time, coming in late, going home early, that there is a really drastic change, I suppose, in their mood, particularly after weekends, because, weekends can be quite vulnerable for and quite difficult for women.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, now stocking the new Donegal GAA jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 13 minutes to 6 o'clock. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Dono. Good evening. We'll start with Gaelic Games. Donegal manager Jim McGuinness has named a strong side with a few new faces for their National Football League Division 1 opener against Dublin tomorrow evening. If the same side named starts, there will be three league debuts. Having impressed in the Dr. McKenna Cup, Niamh Columbus, Paul O'Hare and Niamh Connell duo Kieran Gallagher and Shea Malone get the nod in the first 15. Seven of the side, which lined out in last year's All-Ireland final, are named to start. Caelan McCaughan, Brendan McColl, Keenan McGonigal, Patter Mogan, who captains the side tomorrow, Shane O'Donnell, Kieran Moore and Conor O'Donnell. Here is Donegal manager Jim McGuinness speaking ahead of the game tomorrow.
The players that played in the Auburn Cup, you might have three or four of them maybe that make the Dublin squad, so it is, it's difficult. We'll have to just focus on ourselves this week, I think, and hope for the best. But so that's all part of it. Listen, as I said, we have our own objectives, what we want to do, what we want to achieve, and we're going to use the National League to do that.
Oisin Kelly and Brendan Devaney will have full match commentary from that game between Donegal and Dublin tomorrow at Croke Park. That game is part of a double header with Derry's game against Meath at 3 o'clock. There are three changes from the Derry team that started their Dr. McKenna Cup final defeat to Donegal a fortnight ago. Sláinteil Pair, Brenton Rogers and Shane McGuigan are in line for their first games of the season, with goalkeeper Ryan Scullion also returning. Also this weekend, Tyrone meet Kildare in Division 2 of the football on Sunday. The Donegal hurlers start their Division 3 campaign campaign on Sunday by making the trip to Garvahi to play Tyrone, and the Donegal ladies footballers also begin their Division 2 season on Sunday by welcoming Westmeath to the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. Abbey Vocational School will look to return to the Macquarie Cup final this weekend. The Donegal Town College play St Patrick's Academy of Dungannon in the semi-final at Fintan Appearces in Tyrone on Sunday. Throw-in in that game is at 7 o'clock. The other semi-final is between Abbey of Newry and Oma CBS, which is also on Sunday. And there's one fixture this evening. Derry will face Tyrone in the Ulster Hurling Under 20 Cup first round at Owen Beg from 7:30. In motorsport, Enniskillen's John Armstrong and co-driver Shane Byrne from Brooklis are still 6th overall, heading into the final stage of today's action at Rally Monte Carlo in round 1 of the World Rally Championship. The Fermanagh Donegal duo are the leading forward in the rally, which is still led by Sweden's Oliver Solberg in a GR Yaris Rally 1. Elfyn Evans is 2nd, also in a Yaris, while multi-time WRC winner Sebastian Ogier makes up the rest of the top 3. Japan's Takamoto Katsuta, who has Tyrone's Aaron Johnson on the notes, is 9th overall. That rally continues over the weekend, so we'll keep you posted throughout our sports shows tomorrow and Sunday. Moving on to soccer, Tottenham are working on a deal to sign Andy Robertson from Liverpool before the end of the January transfer window. The Scotland captain will be a free agent in the summer when his contract expires. In the Irish League Premiership this evening, league leaders Larne host Bangor, while second place Coleraine welcome Glenavon to the showgrounds. Donegal will face Limerick in the Oscar Traynor Trophy semi-final in Castlebar on Sunday. Having dispatched of old rivals in a showing over two legs in the first round, the new format means Eamon Sheridan's side have progressed straight through to the last four of the national competition. Sheridan says his side will face a tough test this weekend, but with a wealth of experience in their ranks, they'll be up for the challenge.
We intend to go at it the same way as the other previous games, so we're nothing out of the ordinary that we've done before. Like the Limerick team, I found out quite a bit of information about them. Like, they're a very good team as well. Like, they have a lot of Fairview and Pike Rover players, like, who are at the latter end of the FAA Junior Cup every year. So, like, we know it's going to be a tough battle, but I keep saying to the boys, we're a very good team ourselves, so bring it on as such.
In golf, Shane Lowry is 6 shots off the lead at the midway point in the Dubai Desert Classic on the DP World Tour. A second round 71 leaves him in a tie for 13th on 3 under par alongside Tom McKibben. Patrick Reed has a 1-shot lead on 9 under, while Rory McIlroy is 2 under for the tournament. In rugby, Ireland captain Caelan Doris will make his 100th appearance for Leinster in tomorrow's Interpro Derby away to Connacht in the URC. Prop Niall Smith will make his debut, while Harry Byrne has been selected at out half and James Lowe returns on the wing. As for the hosts, Keelan Blade and Josh Iona are back from injury to start in the halfbacks. Ian Henderson will captain Ulster away to the Scarlets tomorrow. Scrum half Nathan Doak will earn his 100th cap for the province. This evening, Munster host the Dragons in Cork from 7:45. Finally for now, in tennis, men's world number one Carlos Alcaraz has cruised into the last 16 at the Australian Open with a straight sets win, and the world's top women's player Aryna Sabalenka and third seed Coco Gauff have also progressed. That is all your sport for today. Kieran Cannon and I will be back on the airwaves with Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon, so join us for that. Back to you, Donal.
Good morning, good Mark Agusnish, and look, a live egg column ferreter.
Say where my house a column ferreter and shall in the previous guilty. To plan grievyukta the hervishy publi gildig fihifius a shag, would you fihifius a hot caddy hag and realtus and chacked and shaw? It's a cosport and flan grievyukta, norma luna giliga a homosu merchudge larna than servish publi agus kuak to horch, the canchurina changa, ia usa jugosi the gen of elever hervishy. Majula rachus he of runyan the giltukta agus negiliga. Carter an veim sa flan sa sprick archeocta a wintse ma, sa sin go me fihe fwyn gyd da archi chig holachti pobli comas sa sigelig fwy jaru fihe agus a troha. Idr a yaelin ta imni lerihe a conur ni gelig a fwyn plan gnifiocta a raga wil bwael on go gorthi asnaf tawachta istia eran sprick archeocta fihe fwyn gyd om lwtse. Gan cur hagis solier co hahihe agus a mwynu ki a beise jacker an Erenstad na spraka na kerna a wajama major le nail o comer uctoran conur na giliga anu. Ta claru oskul te anish ta gradam gro na heren fi hafis se a skeim nasiun ta ahantish agus takiokta I gradam gro na heren a ta a raktal e glor na gael. Kelleri tar gnolachti a karan a giliga con kin Fridge Broad, August Le Cosport, Biushin Le Fekel or Chorhiocht, Brandall, Na Amargiocht, Na a Servishi the Customary, Hocka Le Gnolacti Iritus, a Yenav Categor of Wine, or Ya Categor, Egbrach Kahach, a Wilshit, Sahoris, August Carter Falcha, Riva Gnolacti Eligulier, Kurischa, Eran Gradam, Gron Herin, Fiha Fia Sashay, to gaholus egan sieve, glornigail bunk i.e. Crail her and comortus pan kelcha, comortus kjol, comortus aurani octa nashanta, amorages ahern egahocta clog tronona, air lina. August bay onadiha gulyors and omeoctan irhushkert, in a mask, anya darken, August noli ni holla, to gaholus afuin comortus her foil, air naman hoshelta. Sin mhodse eligolier slán agus barracht.
Gona mhaga colum agus anish on I'm sure. Mostly cloudy and dry this evening and tonight with some outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Breezy with moderate to fresh east and northeast winds. Stronger near eastern coasts. Lowest overnight temperatures 3 to 8 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow generally dull with outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Drier in the afternoon with top temperatures of 5 to 9 degrees Celsius. Moderate to fresh easterly winds. Main stories in brief. The Bunkrana town team has launched its new action plan. The government insists it's unified on Donald Trump's Gaza peace board. And a dedicated Garda unit has been established to deal with Troubles-related investigations. We're back with news again at 7. Check all today's news on highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening.
The obituary notices this Friday evening, January 23rd. The death has taken place of Robert James Warnock, Kilgore, 91 Ballyheather Road, Ballymacorry, Strabane. Service of thanksgiving for his life in D&R, he and son's funeral home, 24A Church Road, Altmagelvin, Londonderry, on Sunday at 2:30, followed by burial in Lake Patrick Parish Churchyard. Family flowers only. Donations loo if desired to Chest, Heart and Stroke or Foil Search and Rescue, care of Mrs. Ruth Hay, Funeral Director. Everyone's welcome to call at the funeral home tomorrow from 2 o'clock until 4 o'clock and from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. The death has taken place of Jean Coyle, Town Parks, Raphoe. Her remains will repose at her home tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. Funeral leaving her home on Sunday at 12 noon, going to Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan, for funeral prayers and cremation at 3:15. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the palliative care team, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. The house is private to family only today, please. The death has occurred of Seamus Kelly, Bomney Letterkenny. Seamus's remains will repose at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, tomorrow from 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock and again on Sunday from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. Funeral Mass in St. Eunan's Cathedral on Monday at 12 noon, followed by interment in Conwall Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Anne McColgan, née McGurn, for St. Mary's Place, Strabane, reposing at her home from 12 noon tomorrow. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 9:20, for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has occurred of Jim Henderson, 7 Lassone Avenue, Bunkrana. Jim's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 10:20 for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Cock Hill, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Patrick Paddy Phil McNellis, Bracky Ardra, reposing at McCabe's Funeral Home, Common Ardra, until 9 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Sunday morning, going to the Church of the Holy Family Ardra for Funeral Mass at 11 o'clock, burials afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of David Nathaniel Brown, 25 Monala Road, Ballinamillard. Friends and neighbours are welcome to call at the family home until 8 p.m. this evening and again tomorrow from 2 o'clock until 8 o'clock. A service of thanksgiving for the life of David will take place in Enniskillen Presbyterian Church on Sunday at 2 o'clock, followed by a private burial. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Cancer Focus NI. The death has occurred of Aidan Hayes, Ballymaconnell, Fulcara and Cork City, Cork. Viewing and memorial service at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, tomorrow evening at 5 o'clock. Burial on Sunday at 1:30 in St Anne's Church Graveyard, Killult, Fulcara. The death has taken place of Anne Larkin, née Gallagher, 3 Rosemount Villas, Letterkenny. Anne is reposing at her son Alex's residence at Glencar Scotch, Letterkenny, until rosary at 9 o'clock tonight. House is strictly private at the request of the deceased to family, close friends and neighbours only, please. Funeral mass tomorrow at 1:30 in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Leix Cemetery. Mass can be viewed at steunionscathedral.ie. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. The death has taken place of Catherine Gamble, née Deveney, formerly of Carrigans. Funeral service in Dianor Hay and Sons Funeral Home, 24A Church Road, Eltnagelvin, Derry, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Eltnagelvin Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired to Waterside Presbyterian Church, care of Mrs. Ruth Hay, Funeral Director. All welcome at the funeral home today until 8 o'clock. The death has occurred of Frank Kelly, 14 Ballinacore Crossroads, Killygordon, reposing at his homes today until 9 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow at 22:11 for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass in St. Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killygordon, interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Donations, if desired, to Donegal Hospice. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.